Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
An Ohio police officer has been fired following an investigation into a traffic stop involving his daughter's boyfriend.
Yes.
The incident took place when Lorain Police Patrolman John Kovach, a 26-year veteran of the force, initiated a traffic stop investigators determined was purely personal and an abuse of power. Dash cam video of the incident shows an agitated Kovach approach a stopped vehicle, and he says, "You can get out." And the driver says, "For what?" And he says, "You're going to jail." And he said, "For what?" And then the officer said, "Have a seat in my car. We'll make some S up as we go." Kovach later told the investigators the driver was his daughter's boyfriend and that he did not approve of their relationship. Police say Kovach found the boyfriend by tracing his daughter's computer to a friend's home in the neighborhood. The boyfriend did as he was asked and sat in Kovach's cruiser. Three other passengers were left in the stopped car. The mother of two of the passengers came out of her home, nearby home. Kovach told the woman his daughter's computer was in her house. She initially gave him permission to search the home, but later requested that he come back with a warrant. Kovach then allegedly threatened to give the woman's daughter a $300 ticket for not wearing a seatbelt. The mother says that she was calling 911, and at this point, Kovach noticed that his daughter was in the stopped vehicle. She initially refused order to go with Kovach, saying that she is 18, can't be arrested without cause, but eventually she gets in the cruiser. And she says, "You have to give me a reason by law. Daddy, why are you pushing me? Why are you effing pushing me? Why are you doing this?" And he said, "Get in the car." While all this is going on, Kovach has reportedly been ignoring dispatchers trying to send him to a road rage incident as well.
Oh, so he's blowing off another thing to do this. Now, this is something he could have handled in private time.
Absolutely. Well, he should have handled in private time. He said they felt that it warranted immediate dismissal, the director said. The police department's union is appealing the decision. Kovach told fellow officers his ex-wife had alerted him to a post that his daughter's boyfriend made on Facebook saying that he was going to put Caitlin, the daughter, out as a prostitute to make money for the two of them. But when interviewed, the ex-wife said she didn't know what Facebook post he was talking about. She did say that she believed he was trying to be a father and did not want him to lose everything. And she and Kovach have concerns about the daughter's boyfriend. But you can't do that.
They can have concerns. Yeah, you just can't do it this way.
No. Security cameras outside of a Pennsylvania home are rolling when an attempted truck thief was foiled by his inability to make a three-point turn.
Oh, boy.
The Ben Salem Police Department posted a video to YouTube showing the man attempting to steal a pickup truck, which had been left unlocked in a driveway with the keys inside. The man attempts to make a three-point turn around the car parked behind the truck, but repeatedly hits the other vehicle.
I wonder where the truck driver was from, though.
That they didn't say. The would-be thief eventually gets out of the truck and just left, and he fled on foot. So they're looking for this guy. A New Jersey man looking to save time and money found a new way to commute. Dressed in a suit and hauling a briefcase, Scott Holt paddled on a paddleboard across the Hudson River on Thursday, creating an unusual sight for commuters on the New York Waterway Ferry.
Looks like an executive paddleboard, which he is, paddleboarding across the river.
Holt, who lives in Jersey City, said that he was late for his meeting and didn't want to be on anyone's schedule, so he grabbed his board and paddled to Manhattan. He said it was fun. It was challenging, but a cool way to see the city for free. North Jersey native said that he didn't think about the dangers of his expedition until later on. He said, "I didn't think about ferry propellers chopping my head up until afterwards." He said, "Ignorance is bliss." But the police and ferry staff were not impressed. They said that they could have arrested me, but the cop was gracious enough to just tell me to move on. They were surprised by my dress shoes and were nice enough to ask what time my meeting was. And he said, "Don't worry, I made it on time." The 32-year-old was headed to a meeting to find someone to represent him for his comedy act. But it didn't go as well as his commute. Holt said that the journey took him about 30 minutes. I would have thought it would have taken longer than that.
So he's a comedian?
Yeah.
Okay, because I would have reported otherwise. But then this might be a nice little PR move on his part.
It is. But you can't. Yeah. You're not allowed the paddleboard there.
Because there's active ferries and boats, and this would be considered dangerous. Yeah. I don't know what the rules are as far as paddleboarding across the river.
All right, and doctors in Australia have intervened after a man became so constipated that his fecal matter gave him paralysis in one of his legs.
Yeah, I've had that.
53-year-old took himself to the emergency room with abdominal pain that had been building for 3 days, swelling and nausea. More alarmingly, he was experiencing pain in his right leg, which he was unable to move for the past 24 hours. The leg had no palpable pulse and was cold to the touch, the doctors write. His medical history revealed no drug taking, no risk of vascular disease, and no significant medical history to speak of. And it turns out he was just really, really, really needing to poop. A rectal examination.
Is that the medical terminology?
A rectal examination revealed that the man had impacted stools. That's the medical technology.
Yeah.
Terminology. A scan of his abdomen revealed that he was suffering from massive fecal compaction.
That's what killed Elvis.
And potentially life-threatening abdominal compartment syndrome, which is increased pressure in the abdomen. His fecal matter had become so backed up, it had distended his large intestine and put pressure on his right iliac artery.
Jeez.
The pressure caused the pain in his leg as well as the paralysis. Due to the seriousness of his case, he was also showing signs of renal impairment and metabolic acidosis, where the kidneys stopped removing as much acid from the body. He was taken to surgery right away to remove the backlog of fecal matter and relieve his abdominal pressure. Approximately 2 liters of feces was removed.
Oh, dear God.
The team wrote that in a case report. After the huge amount of feces was removed, he was given constipation relief. 4 days later, he was able to leave the intensive care unit, though it took him another 13 days before he was able to even walk again.
At your most, have you a liter?
I don't know. I've never had a chance to measure it.
Yeah.
The doctors were unsure of the cause of his buildup. Constipation on this scale can be incredibly dangerous. In 2015, a teenage girl with a phobia of toilets died after holding in a bowel movement for 8 weeks. The buildup led to her chest cavity becoming compressed, and eventually she died of a heart attack.
How messed up. Yes, of course.
Wow.
If you've ever been constipated to a certain level, it's painful.
Yeah, big time.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
Half of the barrels being aged at a Kentucky distillery and a building fell to the ground when part of the structure collapsed.
Oh,
man. 9,000 stacked bourbon barrels plummeted to the ground on Friday at Barton 1792 Distillery, home of the brand 1792 Bourbon.
You're a bourbon fan?
It's good. In fact, I did a Facebook Live video on Friday night. I was drinking 1792.
Oh, wow.
Yes. The building, which holds up to 20,000 barrels, was having a wall replaced or repaired. I'm sorry. The collapse brought down half of the structure. Bardstown police said that there was no one inside when the roof caved in, so no injuries were reported. It's unclear whether the bourbon spilled from the containers, but a nearby creek was of concern because of the structure's position on the hill. Representatives from the Department of Environmental Protection were dispatched to the scene. Water samples came back clean.
All right, the best we can determine is there's a structural inadequacy.
Hey, by the way, typically each barrel holds 53 gallons of bourbon.
Oh, jeez.
And weighs about 550 pounds, and 9,000 of them fell.
Oh, my God.
I wonder how many were destroyed in that.
Well, I wonder what the rules are, because sometimes if you have an accident like this, even if they are able to be reclaimed, they still have to junk them because...
I don't know, yeah. Who knows, because of damage to the barrel. Two people were injured in Montana Wednesday morning after swerving to avoid a kangaroo on the road.
What?
Montana is where this happened. Trooper Matt Finley with the Montana Highway Patrol said that he thought it was a joke when he responded to the call, but when he arrived at about 4 a.m., he saw a kangaroo. Sure enough, Trooper Finley said he learned that there is a kangaroo farm west of Dodson. And he said that...
That's what those kangaroo seeds were for.
The two people in the vehicle had minor injuries after their vehicle rolled. He said that he did not make an attempt to capture the kangaroo, and it was too dark to capture dash cam video. But sure enough, a kangaroo caused that accident.
Kangaroos can get ornery, and they often try to kick your balls off.
Yes, they do. Hey, just because a golf cart isn't a car doesn't mean stealing one comes without consequences. 18-year-old Jamie Elliott took a golf cart from Catterick Golf Club and drunkenly drove it 3.5 miles while searching for takeout food. He eventually made it to a McDonald's, and police caught up with him. Elliot pleaded guilty to driving a mechanically propelled vehicle while unfit to drive through drink, and he had his license suspended for a year and also had to pay a few fines.
People think that's a workaround. Like if you take a rider mower, well, it's not a motor vehicle. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, go to a golf outing, you see drunk drivers all over the place right. On the golf course. Yeah. When a man in Queens, New York, celebrated Father's Day at Bohemian Hall and Beer Garden with his daughter and granddaughter, he asked for mayo and caramelized onions on his burger. But there was an extra ingredient he didn't ask for that appeared on his bill, and that was spit. Curtis Mays says to the waitress... he had said the waitress had been nice, so he didn't see it coming when he received his bill that told the chef in red bold letters, it said on the receipt, please spit in it too.
Why?
The waitress then tried to weasel out of it, denying to Mays that she was the one who printed the unsavory request. It was actually printed, not with a pen. It was like a machine had printed it on there.
How do they think that's not going to go noticed?
But once the manager got involved, the waitress was immediately fired, and Mays got a refund for his meal. Ironically, the Bohemian Hall and Beer Garden has an A rating from the Department of Health. A Texas man faces several charges after he allegedly threw chairs at police officers while drunk and naked inside of a Louisiana casino. Terrence Rockmore is charged with aggravated assault on a police officer. Officers responded to a call regarding a disorderly person who refused to leave Diamond Jack's Casino and Hotel. When officers arrived, they spotted a man running around on the second floor of the casino in an excited state.
Really?
Yes.
Look, everyone, I got a boner!
The man did not comply with orders from officers. A chemical spray used by police had no effect on the naked man. The man then
began... Can't kill this Johnson.
He began to throw chairs and striking officers and police.
You're just jealous.
Police actually had to fire beanbag rounds to take the man down. Man. Yeah. And he was transported to where he remains. I didn't know they had video footage of this. We're watching it. This naked dude is running through the casino and he's throwing those high top chairs at police. And
you want a piece of me?
Sure enough. There he is. All right. They had to take him down. Had to use beanbags. All right, and then finally, let's end with this story. This is pretty wild. I had no idea that this was the case in Florida. Of course, people being outside need to be on the lookout for things like snakes and spiders and so forth. But
because Florida stinks.
If that's not bad enough, now you have to worry about venomous caterpillars.
What?
One teen found out just one touch can send you to the hospital. Andrea Pergola had no idea what kind of damage a caterpillar would do until she saw the wound that it left on her son's wrist. Pergola described the moment as eye-opening. I'm sorry. She said, I've seen furry caterpillars, but I've never seen this one. Apparently, they are around and they're dangerous. The fur itself is poison, she said. It has the poison, but then there are venom glands that each spike is attached to. Logan Pergola and his family were doing volunteer work over the weekend, landscaping, didn't realize the furry insect he was crawling on, an oak tree nearby. He came running towards me, she said, and he was said something bit me, and he showed me, and it was all welted, and I said, let's go inside and rinse it off, but it was too late. The toxins were already in his body. A rash traveled up his arm and onto his chest. He said it numbed my whole hand. Pretty much the whole thing felt like fire. Luckily, the emergency room was nearby, and Logan got help immediately. The family even brought the bug in a baggie, and the doctor knew exactly what it was and what to do. The caterpillar is known as the asp or puss caterpillar.
The puss caterpillar?
Yeah, it's fuzzy.
Yeah.
It is common in the southeastern part of the country, and once it develops into a flannel moth, it is no longer venomous. But when it's a caterpillar, it can actually sting you and cause a rash. Isn't it wild?
So you have what? The alligators, you have the snakes, you have the palmetto bugs, you have the puss caterpillar.
Yep.
Florida's becoming our Australia.
Yeah, you have Florida, man. Florida, all over.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.